guys, welcome back to the Run Club. I am your coach, Sarah Wall. We're here for week six, our final week of our preseason challenge. Congratulations to each and every one of you for being here. I just want you guys to get in a slow jog as I talk you through the session today. Make sure you're warmed up and ready to go. And what I've done today is I've added, I guess, a little hit of every session that we've done so far, bringing it home, giving you guys a real challenge. And it is 15 minutes, so it's that quarter. And again, we can keep revisiting these, repeating these, or you might even do one week, you know, following each other so you get that different variety of run. But what I like about today is we're going to go for 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. For five, we get a minute off. We're going to go for 40 seconds on, 20 seconds off. Only for four. We've got 2 minutes off, and then we've got 50 on and 10 off for three. Yes, I know. You're probably thinking, why are you doing this to me now? But I really know you can do it. You've worked so hard in this challenge so far. So it is time to pull it all together. All right, let the clock start in 3, 2, 1. We are going into our gear two. So pretty much pushing now for that 30 seconds. And this is probably a pace, a warmed up pace where you feel ready to run. It's when the umpire blows the whistle and you're going. Okay, so your shoulders, you check in, remember you reset, checking in across your body, making sure you're looking up, your shoulders are down away from your ears. You've got relaxed hands, your stride length's nice and long, your toes are spreading your shoes. 3, 2, 1, and drop it back to a jog. Well done, guys. Okay, today I'm going to probably share with you a few tips. I know pre-season now, we're getting into pre-season training back with our clubs or even into games. I'm going to drop a few little tips along the way of our run today. So this next 15 seconds, just take a big deep breath as we're going into our next 30 seconds of sprints in 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Length, really getting my knee up and out. Great job. Pushing it now. Looking into the distance. Seeing where you're going. It makes you fly. Fly towards that area. Keep pushing. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, cruise for 30 seconds. Great job. All right. A big deep breath. Breathing through your nose. Really slows your heart rate down. Tip I've got for you guys for going back to netball, I always want you to have two goals going into a game. Personal goals, you can run them by your coach, but I always like to add something for myself just so I actually had something to benchmark myself off. I always added one goal that I'll contribute to a team. So that might be my talk, or that might be, you know, if I'm on the bench, what am I doing to prepare to get ready to get on? So there's lots of ways. 3, 2, 1, take off your 30 second sprint. There's lots of ways you can contribute to a team, even if you're not on the court. All right, pushing now. You've got this gear two here. Pushing, pushing, pushing. Well done. We are at our third effort. 10 more seconds here. I want you guys to look into the distance. I know I keep saying it. I get stuck myself looking down when I'm in effort phase. Push, push, push. 3, 2, 1. Great job. Your 30 seconds. Well done. Imagine I'm there running beside you. I just run on my own all the time as well, and I know you guys are with me. So when I'm creating sessions like this, I can imagine, you know, that feeling of starting back out. And, you know, for me, I started back out, and at times I thought this is getting too hard, I could walk. But that's where, you know, you've got us all with you. This is where you can just do a shuffle in this walk period, or just a slowest jog when you think you're going to walk. 3, 2, 1, 30, let's go. Great job. This is your second last effort of your 30 seconds. All right, with these goals too, it's really important that you set these every quarter, or you remind yourself. I even like to write maybe them on my hand, maybe not that the opposition could see, but it just gave me little moments to reset and focus on what I had to focus on. You might have a coach that gives you a million things. Keep pushing. 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. You're cruising for 30 seconds here. Yeah, you might have a coach that gives you like a million things to think about. And sometimes it's like, yes, I can listen to all of that. I can take two of those things, because you might be someone that can't take on too much information when you're trying to improve or work on a particular skill. So that was always my tip. coaches get passionate, guys. You know that. We love them. I'm the same. I want to fix and help everybody, but sometimes it's just simple steps. 3, 2, 1. Come on, 30 seconds. This is all you now. This is your last effort of your 30 seconds. You get a big 1 minute break after this. Keep pushing. Striding out. This is your gear 2. I'm still happy that you're not hitting gear 3 at this stage. Keep pushing. 15 more seconds. Good job. 10. 9. Come on. 8. That's it. Keep your eyes up. 5. 4. 3. Come on. 2. And 1. 30 second cruise. Well done. Okay, this is the 30 second block of your cruise. Closing on the first 5 minutes of your quarter, then you get a minute rest. So you cruise it out, reset, feel really proud. You can probably look down at your pace or how you're monitoring your run and have a little look at improvements. I'm never too worried about my pace because you can never see the real advantage of having your interval training with your rests and your sprints. 3, 2, 1. Okay, we are in a minute break. So this is where probably the umpire calls time. And you can get a drink, but today I'm just asking you to cruise through a gear 1. But this is where you can sometimes think about if you're changing your style of game every 5 minutes of a quarter. Some seasons I've played where I've actually looked at my quarter in blocks of 3, and I've played one-on-one defense for the first 5, I've played zone defense for the next 5, and then hard one-on-one defense for the last 5 of the quarter. So this is the way you could, I guess, mix it up this year. And again, I'm all about chunking, being in the moment. It's just helped me play better, and all the science points us towards doing that. When we're mindful, we're more present. When we're more present, we're making better decisions. All right, so we're gonna get into our 40 second sprint in about, 5 seconds. So I want you to stride out here on gear 2. 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go, let's hit it. Okay, so this is your 40 second stride. We get a 20 second recovery. I don't want you to think ahead right now, but you've only got 4 of these today. Enjoy the tunes. Get your rhythm. Keep breathing. 20 seconds to go. Awesome work, guys. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great job, 20 seconds rest. Awesome job. You can even say to yourself, for the next 3 of these, it could be a walk if you think that you'd rather give your absolute sprint and you're going to work up to a gear 3. It's completely up to you how you want to tackle these next 3 40 second sprints. In 3, 2, 1, gear 2, or you can even hit it up to gear 3. I just want you guys to now walk away from the session being like, yeah, I gave it everything. So if you're feeling too comfortable at gear 2, put the foot down. Great job. Awesome work. Keep pushing now. You are halfway there. Great job. Awesome. You've got 10 more seconds of this sprint. I really want you to really push it out because this is the last session of the challenge. I want you to walk away so proud. 3, come on. 2, 1, 20 seconds rest. That goes into my next tip that I'll be calling to get sprinting really soon, but I've always been the believer that I control my intensity at training. I don't rely on a coach or any player to help me bring that. And I think we can all do a skill. Some person can do a skill. Hang on. 3, 2, 1. Sprint. Let's go. 40 seconds. Some person can do the exact same skill as your drill at a low intensity versus someone that's actually putting in effort, and it can be 10 times better. So I think if it's any tip or anything I can take away when I go and take groups, keep going. This is halfway of your sprint. Really push. You are in control of what you get out of training. Sometimes the coach might be unorganized or players are missing or whatever. What are you still bringing? What can you bring? What energy are you bringing to training? Keep pushing 10 more seconds. It's like today, what energy are you bringing to this sprint? Keep pushing. 3, 2, and rest. 20 seconds here. All right, I've got a lot to say today, don't I? Maybe I'm cramming it all in. before we say goodbye. Oh my gosh, keep going. You've got 10 more seconds of your rest. But I think it's just a really important one. My second block today is all about the energy you bring, the effort you bring. 3, 2, 1, and you're sprinting. This is your last 40-second effort. You've got a 2-minute break coming up. So I want you to give yourself a scenario in your head. You're going back for pre-season, or you might have already done a few sessions with a group and they may not have the same energy or intensity as you, and that's okay. I don't think you need to stress about that. I think it's something you can bring up and discuss. This is halfway of your sprint eventually, but maybe your energy and your effort is motivating to others, and they'll get there. And, you know, people demanding things of others instead of letting them come with you, I think, is always the more successful way of leadership. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. 20 seconds rest of this block, and then you have your 2-minute break. Great job. Finish it off, big deep breath. I keep talking about the breaths in recovery, but while we're sprinting, it's a time to really control your breath too. I think that's something I'll give you in that next 50 seconds coming up. All right, great job. Drop your shoulders. Shuffle down. When I say shuffle, just walk/jog a little bit. Just make sure that the next 3 minutes coming up of efforts are your best. So I don't want you to burn yourself out in these next 2 minutes. I want you to recover well, jog, get your breath back, get your head in the game. Don't overthink what these next 3 minutes are going to make you feel like. It's like a game where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm playing on the best player. If you worry about it, if you overthink it, it could end up as bad as you think, instead of just going, okay, there's a ball on the court, I have to get free and get that ball, or I have to get the ball off this player, I have to push him to the sideline with my amazing footwork. You know, you just don't think about the outcome, just think about what you have to do at the time, no matter who you play on, no matter what team you play against. So that's my next message coming up. You are going to be thinking about right here, right now. All right, 1 minute down of recovery, you have one more minute. Enjoy the tunes. Some work. All right, 40 more seconds before we get into our 50 second blocks. We've got 3 of those coming up to bring us home for our very last run. So I want to talk about confidence, and I want to talk about faking it till you make it. Maybe sometimes you have to, when you probably haven't played for a while and coming back on court, or you've been put up another level, or as I said, you're playing on someone that you think is more talented than you. So you have to stand tall. You have to think about the work that you have done over this preseason to put you in the best shape you can to come up against any opponent. All right, we're going to hit it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and let's go. 50 seconds here. Now, I want to tell you a little secret about confidence. People either have it or they're faking they have it. And it's funny, confidence only comes from experience or being comfortable in the environment you're in, and it's achievable. But to get there, it actually just takes you to really let yourself breathe, give yourself the ability to not be hard on yourself. So keep pushing now. You're at gear 2, gear 3. And I love helping people with their confidence, because we all have it in us. We all have it in us to feel completely out of our depth, to feel that we have no idea about a certain situation. But just giving yourself the freedom to learn, to listen, to enjoy yourself, to make mistakes and not be so hard on yourself. 5, 4, 3, 2, and resting. You've got 10 seconds up here. Drop it right down. Suck the air in. Great job. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're going to hit it again. It's only 50 seconds. Don't overthink it. Listen to my wonderful words of wisdom about just making sure you go into this year with no stress, no expectations on yourself. Just get out there and play. And when I say that, it sounds easier than, you know, it sounds, but what you have to do is, when you take the court, just think about this center pass. Think about this ball coming down. The second you find yourself worrying if you're good enough, or looking at someone that's watching you from the side, it takes your mind off it. So you just have to keep saying, come on, right here, right now. That's what this is all about. All right, you have another 10 seconds of the 50-second sprint to go. I'm so proud of each and every one of you guys. Come on, push it out. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10 seconds. Suck that air in. You have a final sprint to go, and we are done. So make sure you jog nice and easy. Getting started in 3, 2, 1. Now hit it. This is 50 seconds. The last 50 seconds I'm ever going to ask of you until we do this all again next year. Okay, keep going. Great job. So I want you to run now. I want you to feel so uncomfortable. So I guess that you think, can I do it? But all I want you to think about right now, I'm here, I'm doing this. I've been over this last 6 weeks with all these other net fitters. We're all in it together. We've all got struggles that we just are going to shake off and leave at the door. We're going to come into a season this year just feeling so confident and happy with ourselves. We've got 10 seconds of this stride. Come on, let's go. See that finish line. See your teammates waving to you. See me running beside you. 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10 seconds, rest, jog, whatever you need to do. But make sure you do not have your hands on your hips. Keep just jogging it out for 3, 2, and 1. I've just got a huge smile on my face. I know how you feel. Well done. This is a quarter. The whistle's blown. The siren's gone. We've won by 100 goals. That's how happy I feel for you guys right now. Well done. If you repeat these sessions in the middle of the year, just I guess it could be a really great reminder of the hard work that you've done to get here today. I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of all the net fitters, and thank you so much for your effort and connecting and giving so much back to NetFit. I really appreciate it. Well done. Make sure you recover well. And if you want to play another quarter, you just press repeat and away you go. Thanks so much, guys, and I can't wait to hear how your season goes.